The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
This is Denise Nostrom, CEO and founder of Diversified Financial Solutions. Now more than ever, investment advice is needed. Not just where best to invest your money, but why. Are you investing for your future retirement? Are you retired and looking to maximize your income? Are you maximizing your income and concerned with leaving money for your loved ones? Are you investing for your retirement at the same time saving for your children's education and at the same time saving to buy another home? Are the markets in line with your goals? Are your goals ever changing? Please contact me at 631-758-8691. That's 631-758-8691, or visit us at diversifiedfinancial.biz. For over 25 years, I have been helping individuals, families, and business owners navigate through all market conditions with only one goal in mind, my clients. Visit me at diversifiedfinancial.biz or call Denise Nostrom, founder of Diversified Financial Solutions, at 631-758-8691. That's 631-758-8691 for a conversation about my most important client, you. Hello, thank you for tuning in. You are listening to the Financial Chick Show, and I am the Financial Chick. My name is Denise Nostrom, the CEO and owner of Diversified Financial Solutions, a full-service, independent financial planning firm located in Medford. I am here live every Friday from 5:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. on 103.9 LI News Radio. Your Financial Chick is here to help you make better financial decisions and choices to improve your life and reduce your anxiety and stress about money. So if you have any questions on anything we discuss on the show, you can always check out my website at financialchickshow.com. And we're also on Facebook and Twitter at Diversified Financial Solutions. So like our page and get updates and see what's happening. So here we are again, right? These weeks are just moving along pretty quickly. As a financial advisor, kind of look at I look at my life in terms of quarters. So we're in the third quarter. And in just a mere week, the third quarter will be done, and then we'll start October, the last quarter of the year. And I'm thinking of all the things that have to be done, and maybe you are thinking of things that have to be done too. One of our tasks, we're making sure that everybody that has to take their required minimum distributions are on the list, and if they haven't done it already, make sure they do it by December 31st. We don't want to have that big 50% penalty. And just so you guys know too, one thing, I'll just kind of throw this out there. It used to be 70 and a half. If you're already taking your RMDs, you're still grandfathered. That's what it is. But anybody that turned 70 and a half, I guess, or last year, they changed it where it's 72. So now, if you're under the age of 72, at age 72 is when you have to start taking them. So that's one of the things we're doing. We're making sure of a lot of things, getting all the year-end stuff ready. So there's a lot going on in the office, but it's exciting. And what else happened this week? Fall is now upon us. And today, I have to say, it felt a little bit fallish. The weather's been pretty good, and I think we're going to have a pretty good weekend too, but we definitely see the changes happening, and they're happening quickly. Oh my gosh. I love fall, but it's just what comes out after fall is not... I'm not one of the biggest fans. So, what else? So today was a busy afternoon, always trying to get to the show and finish working, finish the week. My office mates, they laugh and they say, because I go, okay, I have to go to my part-time job, my Uber job. I'm only kidding. I don't have an Uber job on the part-time basis, but I feel like I have... that I'm working as an Uber with my daughter. So today, of course, she had her gymnastics. And then I had to pick her up and then bring her home and then get her ready to go to work. And, it's just always something going on. And then throw in the 18-year-old Jack Russell Terrier who has to go out often. She's an older dog, so we get it. But it's just been a busy time. But something that was great, last night I had the opportunity to see a bunch of colleagues and friends that I haven't seen in person in a while. We've done a lot of online, things. But it was the first time in person at an organization I belong to that I'm on the board of directors. It's called the Society of Financial Service Professionals. And the Society of Financial Service Professionals it's basically a multidisciplinary community of accomplished professionals whose common purpose is to deliver the highest level of ethical service to their clients. And it's a group that also promotes professional development and ethical conduct, conduct and welcomes regular members or qualified professionals that have designations like the few that I have. I have what's called the CHFC, which is Chartered Financial Consultant, and CLU, which is Chartered Life Underwriter. And those are just basically advanced degrees, graduated from Adelphi University with a business degree, concentration in finance. And these are designations that basically are just like another college course. It's a lot of work. The CHFC was 10 different modules from estate planning to income tax planning and the such. So this organization has financial advisors like myself, enrolled actuaries, CPAs, accountants, lawyers, MBAs, and a lot of other different disciplines, but all disciplines within the financial services industry. So what does that mean? Well, I belong to the organization for, gosh, over 3 years, I think, at this point. I served as president 2 times, and I've kind of have a claim to fame there, too. I was president of the organization, which is mostly dominated by males, by the way. There's a few women, but our numbers are very small. But I was the first, I shouldn't say the first woman president, because there was a woman president, but I was the first woman president that was pregnant while being president, which is quite amazing. So some of the gentlemen were asking last night how old my daughter was. That kind of brought it back to how long ago I was president. But what's great about this organization is that we do networking, we help each other, and it's a great place to learn a lot to help our clients, to help all of you, my listeners and my clients, to keep up to date about what's going on. So people always wonder, like, how do you keep up with all this stuff? How do you know all this stuff? Well, I have a community, which is fantastic, that I can always go to. I can always talk to them, ask them questions, accountants, attorneys, and just other financial advisors, what they're doing and what's working. And what's nice about it, it's a community that we don't feel like, oh gosh, you're gonna steal my clients. Listen, we live on Long Island and most of us are licensed throughout the country. So sharing and helping each other, that's the beautiful thing. I wish more people were like that, but so it's nice. So we were able to get out and see everybody and just have a good time. So it was really a good, inspiring type of thing. So what's happened this week? It was quite the interesting week, very volatile, very up and down. And I kind of felt it with the calls that were coming into the office, too. A lot of people seem to be on edge and concerned and all of that. But the week started with the Chinese real estate company Evergrande saying that they were not going to be able to pay their bills. Evergrande borrowed money to build their business, which, you know, it's not such a bad idea. You know, a lot of people have to do that. But they propelled to become one of China's top real estate developers. The problem was is that Beijing decided to tighten rules in their property sector to rein in debt levels and speculation. It's something that, if you remember, it would led up to 2008, 2006, 2007, people borrowing money, companies borrowing money. We can go back to Enron. I mean, you know, history keeps repeating itself. People don't realize that if you over leverage yourself, at some point that money's going to be due. And if it's not good, well, look at Bernie Madoff. You know, he thought he could, go in and do all these fake reports and stuff like that until the market plunged. 2008 also, and he had to pony up the money. So that's basically what happened. So why did that cause concern in our marketplace? Well, what happens is that being such a big company and a main player in China, especially in the real estate development, and when your top people look at you and, you know, when it appears that your books look good, individuals invest in those companies, mutual funds have them as part of their investments, ETFs. And if you're a bondholder, that's how they borrow the money, because you're buying the bonds to give them the money to do what they need to do. So it shockwaves through, you know, the marketplace. This sent down all of our markets to close down on Monday, and pretty sizably on Monday, as well as gold, cryptocurrency, and oil. Everything was down on Monday. So a question I get is, what will happen? Because the big buzzword, of course, is cryptocurrency. What will happen to cryptocurrency if the market goes down? Well, if this week was any indication, we see that there is not an indirect correlation. So what do I mean by that? Meaning that if the market goes down, our regular stock market, you would think that people would like flee or kind of run to cryptocurrency, but we see that that didn't happen. So they were both down. So, you know, and to further complicate matters, China is also talking about cracking down on cryptocurrency. So in the United States, we also have our government, it's not one of the top priorities, but the government discussing ways to regulate cryptocurrency. So it seems like this is an evolving story that we're not sure how it's going to end. But like I said, I mean, you know, even this week, you know, new people coming into the office, everybody has the question, so what about cryptocurrency? Or what about and what about? So we're getting close to the commercial break, but when I come back, we're going to talk a little bit about some of the concerns and some things that are happening in the United States, in the marketplace right now. And, you know, should we be concerned? Should we not be concerned? And should we take any action? Should we do anything at this point? So, like I said, it's been a volatile week. The market was swinging all over the place. And unfortunately, I do feel that this is kind of the start of something that we're probably going to continue to see this volatility as we close into the end of the year. So, like I said, this is the Financial Chick. You are listening to the Financial Chick Show. My company's in Medford. And I'm here every Friday trying to help you navigate the financial journeys of your life. So stay tuned and we'll see you after the commercial. Welcome back. You are listening to The Financial Chick. My company's in Medford and you can reach me at 631-758-8691 or visit my website, financialchickshow.com. I'm here to help you on your financial journey. Over the years, things change. Things change pretty much weekly, it seems lately. And I'm here to help you navigate all of those changes. So before the break, we were talking about the roller coaster ride that we had this week that started off with the Chinese real estate company, Evergrande. And as the week progressed, you know, it seemed like that, you know, what things weren't as severe as they were in the beginning of the week. I mean, obviously, there's still a lot of debt in that situation, and they were equating this to, you know, companies that have not been able to pay their bills and not do things. And I can't think of the name of the company right now, but but basically, it seemed like those situations were kind of, you know, allayed a little bit. And you know, you would say, well, it's in China, what's the big deal? But the thing is, it did have shockwaves and shock effects throughout our economic environment because of investments that are made. You know, whether it be, some people don't feel that they're affected by things, but pension companies are invest in certain things, or, you know, mutual funds that you own. So it is something that's interesting. But also this week, you know, we're just finding that we're just riddled with concerns about the future of our country. So some of the topics that have been in the news, you know, talked about by a lot of people, calls that I'm getting in the office. So first one would be inflation and prices. So just to kind of give you some statistics, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics in the past year, and these are all things that are directly affect us. They're things that we use pretty much on a day-to-day basis or a week-to-week basis. So beef has risen over the past year by 22%. Poultry, fish, and eggs have risen by, I'm sorry, that was 2.2%. Poultry, fish, and eggs have risen by 8%. Used cars have risen by, you ready for this one, 32%. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that, you know, supply and demand, which is a big thing. You know, the companies are not producing new cars. Well, they're producing them and they're getting them, but they're not able to finish them due to the chip shortage. So that's has a direct correlation on the automobile industry. And last but not least, and the most severe of all of the things, and I'm sure most of you could probably guess this before I even say it, gasoline has risen by a whopping 43%. So this hits you in the pocketbook. So a year ago, you know, all of these things were just much more fairly priced, and now, you know, we're seeing a lot more, we're not getting the bang for the buck that we used to get. So that's kind of a bad thing. And then the continuing situation with the coronavirus pandemic. It just seems that, you know, things keep changing. The ball keeps moving on that all the time. You know, they're getting different situations that are happening, and, you know, I don't know. There's a lot of mixed messages. I mean, it is severe. Things are happening. I mean, you know, I think all of us know people that have lost their lives either in the past or in the most recent past. And it's awful to hear these things. But it just seems like we don't have a good, clear path of how to move past this when the administration said that they really had everything, you know, they were ready to come in with solutions, and it just seems like we have less solutions now. So we have to see how that is. Another big thing that has been in the past 8 months, Afghanistan. We know that this has been a big mess. Afghanistan, you know, again, there's people on both sides. We should have got out. We should have stayed. The bottom line is that the procedure, the fact that we were getting out, but the way we got out was done so poorly, definitely affects and is definitely a black eye on the U.S. So that's a big situation. The next biggie, unemployment. Unemployment still is an issue. You know, just today I got my Bath and Body Works, you know, little coupon thing that comes in the mail, and they have, you know, the coupons, and on the bottom one is that they're hiring. So every company that you see out there is hiring. So our economy is getting better and things are moving along, but we don't have the people to make it all happen. And that's just something, and there doesn't seem any strategies to help that. If anything, some of the policies that are coming down the pike are going to actually destroy employment. So we're hoping that all of these things that they're proposing don't get fully across the line. And then finally, attacks and the Islamic terrorists. And thank goodness we got through 9/11 unscathed. Obviously, a lot of the stories were, wow, you know, what if something else happens again on 9/11? And, you know, the other side of this coin is that, you know, would they ever do it again on the same day? But it's kind of scary to know that they have a lot of our equipment, and the fact that, you know, this can certainly be used against us. So we just pray and hope that none of those things and the powers that be do the right thing. So why do I mention all of these? Well, all of these things are things that are here every day that my clients are calling me about, and should I be concerned? Now, again, most of these things, should you be concerned? Well, to a certain extent. Is there anything that you can do about it? Not so much. Obviously, we always have the opportunity to do something about it on election day. And we know in November, it's not a big election cycle this year. But, you know, that's one way to you know, get your voice and say your piece and make sure things go differently. But one of the things that's a big deal right now is the $3.5 trillion spending bill that's being, you know, talked about and discussed and negotiated. Now, we say $3.5 trillion, and know most of us can't even wrap our head around that. But that's the number that's being thrown around. But there's other numbers that are being quoted that are just much more higher. And to me, I say, well, you know, transparency and knowing, we're not really getting that transparency that we'd like to get, because again, the ball keeps changing with that too. We can't get solid numbers. So I actually had a client call today, like, Denise, what is going on? Should I be worried? What should I do? Should I make any changes in my portfolio with the taxes? And honestly, my answer to him was, listen, we can't really do anything or make any adjustments because we don't know what's going to happen. Everything is a proposal right now. And as my job as a financial chick and to help my listeners and to help my clients is to help you navigate and to react to things that happen, but we don't know what's going to happen at this point. Once they do happen, we take different courses. And, you know, I'm making some adjustments for people right now with the market. But as far as tax strategies or estate planning, there's so many things that are on the docket right now that we have no idea what's going to happen. But as things, you know, change and as we get some solidified numbers or direction, listen to my show every Friday. I will certainly report that and give you strategies and different ideas of how to navigate all of that stuff that's going to come our way. So hold on. And, you know, like I said, we'll make adjustments as we need. So there's one thing that was interesting. I don't know if anybody's ever read Atlas Shrugged, but Ayn Rand wrote something back in 1957, and it's truer today than ever. When you see that in order to produce, you need to obtain permission from men and women who produce nothing, which is the government, when you see that money is flowing to those who deal, not in goods, but in favors. When you see that men get richer by graft and by pull than by work, and your laws don't protect you against them, but protect them against you. When you see corruption being rewarded and honesty becoming a self-sacrifice, you may know that your society is doomed. Now, I don't think we're doomed, but I do say we need to be cautiously optimistic about the future and what's going on. And, you know, the things that are being thrown out right now, some are good, but there's a lot that's pretty scary. So stay tuned with that. And we will talk more about that as the weeks progress and as we learn more. But I just want to remind people, tomorrow, Saturday, September 25th, there will be a special recycling event at Blue Point Fire Department located at 205 Blue Point Avenue in Blue Point from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. They're going to be taking e-waste, paper shredding, and drug take back. This one is sponsored by my good friend and councilman Neil Foley. It's a great way to do some fall cleaning and clear out your old financial records, electronics, and phones, and get rid of those expired or medications that you're no longer using. Don't throw them down the toilet bowl or in the garbage. Bring them back and let them be destroyed properly. So I also want to do a shout out to the people that do the show after me, Johnny Over and Jason from Sound of Heaven Church. They have a radio show right after me, but this is their last week and I'm going to miss them dearly. But do listen after my show to them. They have a great show and they'll be on Wednesdays now. So, and they still are on Wednesdays, but you can listen to them. So have a great week, everybody. Enjoy the weekend and I will see you next Friday.
Advisory services offered through Blackridge Asset Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Securities are offered through Peak Brokerage Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Blackridge Asset Management and Diversified Financial Solutions are separate and independent entities from Peak Brokerage Services.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.